Well, we appreciate you guys coming down to the Mississippi Delta. My name's Robbie Kroger. As you can tell, I'm not from around here. I'm originally from Johannesburg, South Africa, but I consider Mississippi home. I've been here for 9 years now, and I work at Mississippi State University in the Wildlife, Fisheries, and Aquaculture Department. I'm a water quality specialist there. I work in agriculture. I work in evaluating innovative BMPs for nutrient reductions. So what we want to do is we want to just give you an overview. A lot of you have never been in the Mississippi Delta. You don't know what the landscape's like. You don't know what ag is like down here. What you're going to see today is something completely foreign to you. The Mississippi Delta is a very conducive climate in terms of growing crops. We get 55 to 58 inches of rain a year, sometimes in 6 inches in a 3-hour rainfall period. You're standing probably on 24 feet of topsoil. We have phenomenal topsoil capabilities. We have very rich sediments. Typically, our farmers don't put any phosphorus on the ground, right? Typically. We've got really, really high phosphorus concentrations in our soils. So from a BMP suite of practices, we have to adjust ourselves to the system or the climate that we live in. Mississippi has one of the highest sediment loss rates in the entire country, which means the highest sedimentation rates in our aquatic ecosystems that are downstream of our farms. We have the National Sedimentation Laboratory from USDA ARS located in Mississippi for a reason. And so all the practices that we'll talk about today are structural. They're meant to hold sediment on the landscape. Phosphorus is intimately tied with that sediment. And so we're gonna talk about the practices of pretty much all tied to a thing called controlled surface drainage. So if you look at your handouts, the second handout that's in your sheet gives you a little bit of an idea of southern agricultural BMPs and sort of the keys to our nutrient management in these landscapes. Structural practices that increase water residence time so we can see sediment settling out, that we can see phosphorus and nitrogen moving through various gaseous phases, but phosphorus sorbing to sediments. And the BMPs that we're looking for are for effective nutrient concentration and load reductions. We also like to create scaled management of BMPs. So what does scaled management look like? If you turn the page and you look on the back side, that's sort of the scaled standpoint of controlled surface drainage. There's three ways that we can mitigate or enhance our nutrient management. Input on the field itself. So precision ag obviously is huge. From a structural BMP standpoint, land leveling is one of the highest requested cost-shared land practices here in the Mississippi Delta. It doesn't look like much. It looks really, really flat, but we've got a really tremendous amount of ridge and swell. Any little bit of topography changes, we see a lot of velocity with our runoff. High velocity moves a lot of sediment off our fields. So land leveling, input management is one of the key areas that we work on. The second place is edge of field. So what you're standing on is the edge of field from my standpoint. Pads and pipes. Who knows what a pad and a pipe is? Not many people know what a pad and a pipe is. You're standing on a pad. A pad is what is built up around a farm field when it's land leveled. It's a little bit raised. It's channelizing, conveying the runoff instead of just a sheet runoff running into our surface drainage ditch. We've got a pad, and where we have the conveyance structure, that's where we have our pipe. Now that pipe structure we can do different things with. We tend to put a slot on them. You can have a slotted bored riser. We tend to weld half the pipe shut. Well, if you ask Rob, what is one of the key things for farming in the Delta?
Water
and getting the water off.
Drainage.
You ask a farmer, that's what they want. From my standpoint, from a BMP effectiveness standpoint, I want to flirt with that function of a drain. The edge of field structures, the slotted pipes, the pads and the pipes, slows the water down. We're able to capture sediment right at the edge of field. If you look at the last page in your handout and you turn to the back page, there's a little graph that shows what a slotted pipe looks like and the sediment accumulation that we're seeing in front of these slotted pipes. So the stuff that we do here in Mississippi and on the ag landscapes and from a BMP effectiveness standpoint is really quantifiable. I can quantify how much sediment is being held by a specific pipe in terms of how long it takes for the sediment to accumulate and how much accumulates. This little graph right here was actually created using a model called the von Bertalanffy model. The von Bertalanffy model actually determines how big a fish can grow and how long it takes that fish to actually get to that size. Well, we did it for sediment. How quickly does sediment accumulate in front of a slotted pipe? And how much can we accumulate? Well, the results are showing that it comes to about 65% of that entire pipe is being filled. 35% you can't fill up because of the storm hydraulics that are just keep scouring out that sediment. The great piece of data out of these results, and if you look at the bottom, what it's showing you is that every 235 days, we're seeing about 1.5 millimeters per day of sediment accumulation in front of these slotted pipes. 1.5 millimeters per day. That's a huge amount of sediment. Every 235 days, as normal farm operations and maintenance, a farmer can come by, clean that pipe out, redeposit the sediment on the ag landscape. From a phosphorus standpoint, that's all you can do with phosphorus. You either retain phosphorus or you transport it. We're retaining it. We're shortening that nutrient spiral. So input one, edge of field two, and then the third one, everybody forgets about. And that's what you see behind me, is the drainage ditch. I work in drainage ditches. That is my MO. They're not charismatic, but they're ubiquitous. Every single farm, all of the farmers out here, you have a drainage ditch on your farm. Now, depending on who owns the drainage ditch, if it's in the drainage district or not, you can use that drainage ditch just like a mini wetland. And you can utilize it for nutrient management and holding water. So what I want to do is I want to drop the microphone a little bit and get in the ditch and talk to you from the ditch so you can understand what we're talking about. Do you have anything?